Thanks for taking a little bit of time from the outdoor sunshine to meditate today. I'm Sarah, for those of you that I haven't met before. Welcome. Great to see so many familiar and new faces. So I was thinking about what I was going to do today, and for many of you, you've sat with me many times before, and so I decided to use some of Stephen. I don't know if you pronounce his name Levine or Levine, but I'm going to use some excerpts mixed in with my own stuff. So if some of the languaging sounds a little bit different, that's why. They're his words. So I just thought that it's sometimes nice to hear a different way of guided meditation. The different wording can help some people understand, whereas my words may have not made sense at times. So settle in. Oh, and if you wish, turn off your cell phones, please, or put them on silent. Get comfortable, and I try to say each time, I'm happy to see people laying down in the sunshine. Be however you're most comfortable, sitting, standing, lying down, whatever. We're very casual here. And if you need to change postures during the sit, feel free to do that. So if you want to just start out by, I often will start out meditation by just moving my body in whatever way it feels like it needs to move. We get stiff during the day. Necks especially, necks and shoulders. And then just taking a big, deep breath in. And making the intention to arrive fully here in this space. You've set aside the time. Might as well be here. And then another big, deep breath in. And then when you breathe out, have it come out real slowly. And once again, deep breath in through your nose and then real slow through your mouth. And last one, in through your nose, real deep, and then out very slowly through your mouth. That can be a nice way to start your sit. It's actually a way of reducing anxiety. Triggers your relaxation system to breathe in that way. So becoming fully aware of your feet, wherever your feet are contacting the floor. Let the attention come into your body. Let your attention settle to the level of sensations generated in your body. Feel the buttocks as they press against the ground or the chair. Feel your hands. Allow awareness to experience the multiple sensations that are arising and disappearing in rapid succession in your body. You may notice a moment of pressure here, an instant of sensation there, all fleeting, all changing. Just receive your body as it is right now in this moment. No fixing, no changing. Just allowing your body to be exactly as it is. Noticing how your body is breathing all by itself. Just feel this body breathing all by itself. And gradually allow the attention to come to these sensations generated by your breath in your body. Feel these breath sensations in the belly and in the chest and in the throat. Noticing the sensations of the belly expanding and retracting with the out-breath, allowing the belly to be very soft and at ease. Then moving your awareness upward to the chest area. And notice with each in-breath the expansion of the rib cage, the stretching of the skin, how the shoulders rise slightly. And then with the out-breath, how everything softens. The chest wall relaxes, the shoulders soften and move downwards a bit. Observe the sensations generated in the body with each inhalation, with each exhalation. Now allow the attention to come fully to the sensations generated by the breath at your nostrils. Notice where the sensation that accompanies each breath predominates. Do you feel it most clearly at your upper lip? Maybe inside the rim of your nostrils, or perhaps the tip of your nose. So tune in and notice where you feel the breath most acutely at your nose. Whatever sensation is most distinct, focus your awareness there. Let awareness enter sensation. Notice clearly the quality of change within. If awareness wanders away from the sensations at the nostrils, lost for a moment in thinking or planning or wondering, just notice directly and without judgment where your awareness went to, and gently letting go, return to the sensations of the breath at the nostrils. I'm going to say that again because it's really the crucial piece. If awareness wanders away from the sensations of breath at your nostrils, maybe you're lost for a moment in thinking or planning or wondering, just notice directly and without judgment where the awareness went, and gently letting go, return to the sensations of the breath at the nostrils. And if judgment arises, notice that too, without judgment. Observe directly the involuntary process of involuntary and uninvited judging. So judgment will arise. Notice it. Name it if that's helpful to you. And then just like any other kind of thinking, let go of the judgment and return to your next breath. If you find your mind distracted by sound, rather than resisting and forcing the mind to return to the breath, see what happens if you just allow yourself to listen to the sound. Make the sound the object instead of your breath. And rather than listening to the words necessarily or the particular, it's not really thinking about the sound. It's more like just allowing your awareness to focus on the sound. And then if your awareness gets less grabby about the sound and you find it's not so much of a struggle to return to your breathing, then do that. I find that usually with resistance, it just comes frustration. And so rather than resisting a particular object of focus, just allow yourself to pay attention to it. And then usually the grass, the mind doesn't really care about it anymore once you let yourself focus on it. And if your mind still wants to focus on it, then just keep focusing on that as your object. Watch the process unfolding all by itself. Let it come, let it go, and return gently to the breath. Let your awareness consider each sensation that accompanies the breath. No force, no leaning toward the breath. Just an allowing awareness which receives multiple changing sensations with each in-breath, with each out-breath. Mindfulness of breathing. And as the changing flow of sensation is recognized, let the awareness become a bit more focused. Notice, too, the space between the inhalation and the exhalation. Watch for any thought arising. See how thought thinks itself and return to the breath. That space between inhalation and exhalation, you may find is often a space when thoughts arise because the awareness doesn't have a particular sensation to focus on. It's more of an absence of sensation. So you can actually, while you're paying attention to your breathing, You can notice the sensation of in, and then you can see that there's actually a pause, and it's very still. And then you can notice the sensation of exhalation. You may begin to be aware that it's almost as if the thought is thinking itself. Notice even the subtle intention to inhale or exhale that arises just before the top of the in-breath or the bottom of the out-breath. And if you notice any intention, any desire to control the breath, just note this tendency and allow the breath to breathe itself in clear awareness. This is something that often arises for pretty much everyone at some point in meditation, is the feeling that you have this awareness that maybe you're trying to control your breathing. And I can just say, like with everything else, it's not a problem. It's just another thing that the mind comes up with to focus on and get worked up about. So if that's happening for you or it happens in the future, I think again, like with the sound, don't resist it. Just say, oh, well, today my mind is yakking away about controlling the breath. It's just another thought. And then return to the breath again and again. Allow the breath its natural tides, holding nowhere, simply observing, simply receiving experience as it unfolds. Staying moment to moment with the multiple unfolding sensations in each inhalation and exhalation. Noticing where your awareness is right now. Noting and gently, without judgment, returning to the breath. Moment to moment, mind is recognized as words or images silhouetted against the wordless backdrop of sensation. Saw the stream of consciousness, and we're just observing it. Like you might lie on your back and just watch clouds go by. It's with that kind of ease. You don't get worked up when a thought or a cloud goes by in the sky. It's just another cloud. thoughts arise and dissolve like shooting stars or moving clouds. The slightest movement of mind notice clearly against the silent flow of sensation. So there's this awareness of your breathing, the awareness of the sensation of your breathing. And then there's a thought that moves by. But the awareness of breathing is still there. Or if momentarily it's not, then you just come back. There is a place when thought can be acknowledged so quickly after its arising, and seeing directly the mechanics of thought, seeing how impermanent it is, how automatic those thoughts are. Thinking does not continue unaware. So there's an awareness and a mindfulness of thinking. And then the letting go of the thought and returning gently to the breath. Notice any judgment, any longing, any idea of what should be happening. There will be a lot of those. I should feel this, I should feel that. Those are just thoughts too. Make yourself aware that that is a thought. And realize it's just more thought bubbles floating through awareness. Entering the breath entirely, directly, rather than thinking the breath, feeling the sensations of breathing. Let the awareness go within the breath, feeling moment to moment its subtle change in texture. And as awareness gradually deepens, notice the yet subtler sensations that comprise each moment of the breath process. As you sit longer and longer today and over the years, the attention becomes subtler and subtler and subtler. And there's no sense in thinking about this, it just happens that way. Notice the beginning, middle, and end of each inhalation. Observe the space between. Notice the beginning, middle, and end of each exhalation and the space that follows. Enter the texture of the breath. Feel its smoothness. Feel the quality of heat or coolness within each momentary sensation. enter deeply the experience of simply breathing. Without thinking the breath, enter directly into its unfolding moment to moment, a direct awareness that simply notes what is without clinging or condemning, without leaning toward or away from the moment, a steadiness that faithfully explores and receives change. Where awareness is present, the old is seen in a brand new way. Where awareness is present, the old is seen in a brand new way. Just watching, just being. Watch the impermanence of all experience. And with a gentle letting go, return fully to the breath. Watch the impermanence of all experience. When thinking arises, meet it lightheartedly, noting silently to yourself, thinking, feeling, planning or judging, or any other awareness. Just notice whatever arises as it arises and let go gently into the sensations of the breath. Let go lightly, returning to the breath. Noting moments of pleasure or displeasure, of liking and disliking from sensation to sensation. The mind will often get caught up in really liking something or really hating it. And if that's happening for you now, just note that. Have an awareness about that. Oh, my mind's really fixated on that. Huh. And then allow yourself to let go. Let go of that grip you have on the liking or the disliking. Note even someone watching all this, and just allow watching to watch itself, consciousness unfolding in clear awareness. Note even someone watching all this, and just allow watching to watch itself. So there's an awareness that there's a part of you that is watching it all. Allowing each new awareness to arise and pass, and then returning to your breathing. going to read you a poem, and please allow yourself to stay connected to your breathing. There's a tendency when we're listening to disconnect from the body and the breath. So just allow the poem to fall on your ears. You don't have to reach out for understanding. You'll hear whatever you need to hear today. The poem is by Rumi. I've read it many times. It's one of my favorites. It's called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. And in closing, I would invite you, if you'd like, to do something called sharing the merit. And what that means is it's this idea that by collectively sitting here, we've been generating an energy of love and awareness, and that we can intentionally spread that love and awareness outwards from this room to indefinite faraway places. And it's also a recognition of you by taking the time to go inward today and be present and allowing and trying to be kinder and more gentle with yourself, that not only has an impact on your being, but it will have ripple effects on everyone you touch. So that's what this is about, this sharing the merit. And I will often put my hands in prayer position. And it's for me, it's not a religious thing. It's more of it's a respect thing. For me, it means I see the light and the love and the awareness in each one of you. And I believe that every being has that within themselves. And I believe we can spread it. So, may the fruits of our practice today spread outwards in all directions. And may this practice and this energy and the love we've generated in this room today, may it spread outwards and may it help to end the suffering of all beings everywhere. Thanks for coming. See you next week, hopefully.